Blog Talk Radio.
It's strong, and I know one thing, you're ready to go. You see the light on, now you get in the intro you want.
That's right.
In the intro you want, once the light come on. That's swing right. Over there and hit anything you want to hit, and dial a number in. Hit whatever you want to hit, turn up, pull up whatever you want to hit, and hit it. When the light come on, let the red light come on. You're right. We're in the early part, the beginning part of the third day, right?
Yep.
right, good. Hallelujah, boy. So this is the beginning part of the third day of the feast called Tabernacle, the final feast. And we're going to go over and show you exactly where we're at and where we stand on this. But we're going to bring our elder in, and he'll tell you who bring this broadcast to you. But this is called the beginning of the third day of the feast of Tabernacle. All six locations is open. So wherever you at, remember one thing, it's the third day of the feast day, and it goes all the way up to the eighth day. So till tomorrow at this time, since it'd be a special day called the feast day, we'll be back on the airwaves, but the bonding have already began. All bonding have already began from the first day of Tabernacle. Second day is completed, and now we enter the third day. So we on point according to the Bible, and that's the whole thing about it. Be on point according to the Bible. That's how you make your decision, according to the Bible. All right, so what we're getting ready to do now is bring our elder in, and he'll tell you all about the broadcast, and then we'll come back inside of Camp 1, and we'll get it going on with the young lions and those that have made it to the temple. Because remember one thing, on this feast day, it was called a temporary shelter, and that same thing they call a day called sleeping pallets. You know, you got them big old thing called sleeping pallets. You just spread them out. But that's how it goes on these feast days, because it is for Yahweh. Already know who gonna do what, but it is a bonding process for you to see if you can stomach yourself. If you can stomach one of your brothers and sisters for 8 days, then you know you're just about ready to know exactly who's going to be part of the building of the city. Because if you can't stomach your brothers and sisters for 8 straight days, then how are you going to be part of a city building that's going to take you to eternity? Okay? In the city building. Got it? Good. All right, let's bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about what's going on on the beginning of the third day of this feast called Tabernacle. So you meet the elder with a loud voice. You say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to that seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, seed of Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Elder, well, this is the third day of the feast. They, the beginning of the third day of the feast of Tabernacle. So we're going to turn it over to you, and we're going to get everything lined up, get a little tea in us, and we'll give the instructions exactly how this day is supposed to operate, the third day of the feast day, according to Scripture. So, Elder, you on the clock, take the time, and let the world know exactly what's going on the third day of the feast day called Tabernacle. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as I always say, it's begun to be known now. It's always a great pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And I always say that's a good thing, because we know a teacher can't learn from his students, because he's given wise counsel. But also having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from wise counsel, and also possibly learning one day to teach the word of Yahweh themselves. And this shows well in all of the six camps that teach. We have to be aware. We all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Many of us out there came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some looking can never find, because it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. And believe me, we have a lot of misinformed out there. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know there are many out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings and use an overly loud bump-the-gums contest for righteous learning. even using the Bible scriptures we read as verbal weapons against those of us that know. This is why we are here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bumper gums, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahuwah's words. Learning how to connect the books. We've even heard, how can you people get this much information out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, learning the Bible precepts, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, which we're doing now. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on normal days. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not being a high day. And generally, no class on Tuesday. But now we do have a normal Sabbath class, which is Friday. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That current class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search line, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, you'll see a big iron. And under that iron, you will see choices. Choose tithes and offerings and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still doing that, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you the strong word of Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, we have a calendar. That calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's usually available during our live broadcast time. On any search line, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. And when you see a red live button, click that. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also, I'd like to remind you, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Remember what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have but one counselor over 1,000. Could you imagine 6 cooks trying to make a cake? I have no outcome, no clue what the outcome would be. Also, by calling this number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact this here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC. That New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, emptying many memos that most of us have seen. And even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international number of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of any of our programs, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except on a high day or even Friday. On Fridays, that program is repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the Trizolites, Tribe of Yada. At that point, choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another note, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. Pal Talk will be enlisted under ethnic group, African American. Look for, once again, the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. And you'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those topics that we had on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if our talk ends before teaching time, we will continue Yahweh's teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, when given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. As a reminder, it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches or covenants of the saints." Because when we're doing this, one important thing, we're keeping the scriptures in mind. But when you find those that are trying to win the bump the guns contest, you miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. We're doing this because we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. As a reminder, what it tells us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And so these things of remembrance can start, and our program being taught, we will pass it, our program back over to our seer Israel and let the teaching begin. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Ella, you're absolutely right. Let the teaching begin. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Third day, beginning of third day of the feast called the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the final feast. And this is a seven-day feast. Then you're going into eighth day. And okay, move about the eighth day as the lesson unfolds. Now, we're going to go find out who's going to be on stage. Because we clear that one thing about it, the order of Yahweh's word is going to stand. So we're going to see what's going on. Let's go see who will be on stage. And those on, remember, all locations is open. Six locations. All six locations open. And it'll be open every day this week, although the feast starts when the sun sets. We just come on the broadcast at 7:30. But bonding is going on between all six camps as we speak. But now it's time to explain exactly what it means, because at the time appointed, your children are going to ask, what do this mean? And you're going to be able to explain it when you see it as it unfolds itself. So let's go and see exactly who in Camp 1 that's going to be participating, and we'll find out a little bit more of those who come on stage. But inside Camp number 1, we got them young lions ready to roar on this broadcast, so we're going to see if we find Brother Micaiah, about Sam. Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh bless you, see right here.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. We got another up-and-coming teacher ready to roar on something. Brother Titus. So when you meet the young lions of live boys there, Brother Titus, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh bless you there, see right here.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy. All right. We're going to see who's going to be on stage for tonight. Lesson number 3. One thing about the mothers, they lead by example. So we're going to see, can you find Mother E and see if Mother E's been mother. I'm going to holler in that microphone too, Sierra. Hallelujah, boy. And we know Mother Z is at the table. She's going to be giving a commentary on the third day of the Feast of Tabernacle a little bit later. But Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Yahweh bless you there, Seed Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seed Israel. Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. Mother E. And let's see if we find another mother that's coming on stage for a nice episode. Mother D.F. Israel. Another one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother D.F. Israel. How you feel that, Mother D.F. Israel? Yahweh be there, see you right here. Mother D.F. Israel.
What? They have muted me.
All right. About one more time.
Yeah.
Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, we know you're a gamer, but you be up on the weather a little bit, so we just gonna bring you on, and knowing one thing, you a gamer anyway. So, Mother D of Israel, Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that's the sign of building the city right there. That's the sign right there. Moses, they're gamers, and that's what it's all about. So we're gonna open up and sing the young lion. Look at that Luke real good. It's the third day of the feast is the beginning. Remember, the beginning of the feast, but it have an end. This is the third day, and it's the beginning of the feast of Tabernacle. And we got to make sure we clear that all six vocations know how to govern what to do on these feast days, have it in writing, and the funding been going on all day. I've got a report out of all the camps. The funding have been going on, and it's on. So that's a sign of a city being built. Because inside that city, it got a lot of great things that's supposed to be inside that city. And that's where them black books is very important, is to find out what part that you play. But one thing about an eight-day bonding, you will find out what Yahweh set up, that them 8 days, he is saying, if you can't stomach your brother and sister through 8 days, how you going to stomach yourself through a city and eternity if you don't understand the 8 days is a shadow for the bigger picture? Got it? Good. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Micaiah, what that say that we can read?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 read, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And you have to believe that. The righteous spirit will show you and guide you, but the spirit got to be right, and the righteous spirit will lay it out there for you. So we're going to open up inside of Camp 1 with Brother Titus, and we'll look at what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 5.
We're going to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 4 and verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 4 reads, for out of much affliction and anguish of mind.
What you read? Second Corinthians 10, make a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, make a 10, 4 and 5. Make a 10 now. Yeah. Young mind. Remember, the third day is beginning the third day of the feast, and we off and running. What it says in 10, verse 4 and 5.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yahweh, to pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5. Casting down imaginations of every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bringing it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Yahweh the Son.
So we gotta pull down strongholds.
That's right.
See, the world has got strongholds on us. They got us with Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, divide it and conquer. They got all these things, and that's why Yahweh picked us up for the burning part. Give me a precept on that in 2 Corinthians 13, that'll young line, for Titus 5 through 11. So that's why Yahweh kept them 7 straight 8 days. Because he knew if you make it to them days, that means you understand what it were when he closed it out on that 7th last day. You understand that when you made that atonement, when that atonement was made, give me a 10 verse 6. See, once you made that atonement, that means that 1 Samuel 10 verse 6 was in front of you in grand style. Matter of fact, let Mother E grab that anyway. Hey, Mother E, grab that on 1 Corinthians, 1 Samuel 10 verse 6. Because see, once you done that atonement, that means automatically what we can read in 1 Samuel 10 verse 6 will be live and well. And Mother D of Israel, you can give me one verse. We know you want to broadcast basically just to listen. But if you want to stretch out a little bit, only Yahweh know. Have me that 11:19 of the book of Ezekiel waiting on me. Hey, Mother E, what it says we can read Samuel 16 verse. What did I say? 16:10? No, 10:6. Thank you, young man. 10:6. Yeah, that's right, Mother. You're right. 10:6.
First Samuel chapter 10, verse 3. And the spirit of Yahweh will come upon thee, and thus shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man.
You see that? See, so when you make that atonement, what you telling the Almighty, clear me up from everything I did from my youth to that point, and I'm supposed to come of what, Mother? Well, I'm supposed to come again? I'm supposed to be what?
And the spirit of Yahweh will come upon thee, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man or woman. Be turned into another man or woman.
So once you took that atonement, see, Sister Norton Camp, you got to recognize this right here. See, once that atonement, you have made that atonement, we supposed to see that individual atoning to Yahweh, and they supposed to be what again? One more time, Mother. They supposed to be what again?
Be turned into another man or woman.
Excellent. All right, let's get a precept on that, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to 11:19 of Ezekiel. Let's get a precept on that in 11:19 of Ezekiel. I need a precept on that, Mother E. I need Mother D.F. Israel. How about a precept there, Mother? You on the clock. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. And I will give them one mind, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony mind out of their flesh and will give them a mind of flesh.
Y'all hear that? So that's what you're supposed to be saying, and that's what you're supposed to understand. Once you are took that atonement, you were telling the Almighty that whatever in the past, I'm putting it down.
put the blessing on me. I will become from this point on a whatever I did on the left side. It'll have 8 verse 12 written all over for me. Hey, Mother E, what it say in Hebrews 8 verse 12? Backed up with Mother D of Israel and 3:19 of Acts.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12.
Uh-huh, 8 12.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12. For I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness and their sin and their iniquity sin will I remember no more.
That's what the atonement is. See, that's when you sit around the loved ones and you watch them make a confession of atonement. But Yahweh is saying if your atonement is genuine, then whatever you have did, Yahweh said what again, Mother? He'll do what?
But I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sin. And their iniquity sin will I remember no more.
So if Yahweh have forgave you, then you both don't linger on anything on the left side of the atonement. Because Yahweh have forgiven you. That means you've been forgiven. Everything on the left side, Yahweh said, I have forgave you. That means he ain't remembering no more. That means you both build yourself up to not remember no more either. That's what the atonement is all about. Because if you just fasting and don't know the rules and regulations of atonement, you just don't fast and didn't eat for all day. It is to show Yahweh that whatever I have did, I remember no more. So if Yahweh said, I forgave you, that means you got to be in that same predicament as what Yahweh did for you. You got it? Good. Now, Mother, give me that precept in that, and then what happened in 3 verse 19? Acts 3, 19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of your God.
So you got to repent. Okay. Now, Brother Titus, and give me 38:11 and what else goes with it in Sirach. Then we off and running. So all these steps have to be done.
Going to Sirach to see him.
Yeah. See, now once these steps is in order, you understand this. This is what you have to watch every individual from the pages of the book. Once they understand what Yahweh is saying, 38:11 kicks right in. What it say?
The book of Sirach to see him, chapter 38, verse 11 reads.
Listen good.
Give a sweet savor.
Yes.
And a memorial of fine flour.
Mm-hmm.
And make a fat offering.
And make a fat offering. So, first time you're going to Matthew chapter 5. So that's the step that you have to watch for in all six locations. That is the step. And then when Yahweh said, your sins I remember no more. That means if he forgot it, that means you have to be forgot it. Because he has forgave you. So now we're going to look at the book called Matthew 5:22 down to verse 24. Now listen good now. With understanding that foundation, listen real good in Matthew 5:22 down to verse 24.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 22. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother or sister without a cause should be in danger of judgment. And whosoever should say to his brother, Rakau, should be in danger of the council.
That means Rakau is calling somebody out there the derogatory statement out their name. You call them a name now, you call them Rakau, and that's going to be making a derogatory statement against them, call them a fool. So if that coming after you have made your atonement, now, he's saying, I forgave you.
You have to forgive your brother. Huh? See? You got to forgive your sister. Read verse 22 again.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, read. But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother or sister without a cause should be in danger of judgment. And whosoever should say to his brother, Raka, should be in danger of the council. For whosoever should say, you fool, should be in danger of hellfire.
So that Raka and you fool is an interchangeable word. And if that's on your mind after you took your atonement, you in danger of what?
Hellfire.
Hellfire. You see the man saying? Now he unforgave you, and you still linging on to something that don't happen to you in the past. Then guess what you in danger of?
Hellfire.
And that's why the one that's in leadership got to understand that. You untouched the atonement, and then you got a person still talking about what don't happen to them yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon. Wait a minute. Yahweh forgave you. Don't you know before we do the same thing? And we're going to read that in another part of the lesson. So you got to step up to the plate. Hey, Yahweh forgave me, but I'm holding on to what somebody else is on. So you have to recognize that in leadership. But the only way you're going to help others, you got to be explaining to them. It's not about the loaves. It's not about how much you eat them up and drink them up. You got to have a message on rebuilding the city with the rules and regulations according to thus says Yahweh. Once you untuck that atonement, that means you're telling Yahweh, forgive me for what I did. And Yahweh said, okay, I'm going to give you for what you did, but you make sure you forgive everybody for what they did. See? 23,
24,
what do you say? Listen to this.
Verse 23 and
24. Listen good.
Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar.
You bring your gift to the altar.
And then remember that your brother has aught against you.
And then what's done on your mind, that son of God, he done me wrong 20 years ago. you still remember what somebody done me wrong 20 years ago. Go ahead.
Verse 24, read. Leave there your gift before the altar.
You take your gift and leave it right there because it's not accepted.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. And go your way. First be reconciled to your brother.
Is it reconciled with your brother first?
Reconciled to your brother.
Yeah.
And then come and offer your gift.
And then come back and offer your gift. You reconcile with your brother. You make sure your brother, because remember, Yahweh forgave you, but you want to hold on to what you want. No. You just have done atonement for nothing. You just have starved all day alone because it comes with rules and regulations. Matter of fact, I get a precept on that in 756 there, young man, Brother Titus. Now let's get that. And 756 and 57. Show you. See, we got to be able to explain what we're doing. The 7-day feast. Then when Yahweh told us to do something, that temporary shelter is for you to see. If you can stand your brother and sister for 8 days, then maybe you can stand your brother and sisters for eternity and build in the city. But you will find out exactly what kind of person long enough, if you hang around them, you say this person is. They don't have it. They just atonement just to be taking it, not knowing the rules and regulations. Now, look what it says over here in 7, 56 and 57. Listen good.
Book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 7, and we want verse 56, reading down to 57.
Listen good.
Verse 56, read.
What?
For while we live and committed sin, we consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 57. Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle.
This is the condition of the battle. Go ahead.
Which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
This is the condition of the atonement. If you take the atonement, what you're saying, I want you to forgive me for what I did. And Yahweh said, okay. Then you got to give others for what they did.
Yahweh.
You walking away from on the right side with a clean slate with a memory. I don't remember nothing. And if he ain't gonna bring it up, why are you bringing it up? That's what atonement was about, and that's what the Feast of Days is about, called Tabernacle. Now you moving forward. You're not looking back, because you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. I mean, atonement didn't mean nothing to you. Don't ask for nothing. Because your conversation will be going forward now. Not nothing that Yahweh forgave you. It's up to you to forgive others. And then tomorrow night, lesson will show you more about, we use example of those that was in that position and done one thing when he was given forgiveness and then turned right around, and when he had to forgive somebody, he told, man, I ain't forgiving you nothing. Give me what you owe me. And Yahweh said, you know what? I'm going to kill this guy right here. See? So all this for here, what the six anointed camps got to know, got to see, you take this atonement, what you really saying. You saying, whatever happened on the left, I don't remember no more. Yahweh said he don't remember no more, and he got to remember from the beginning and up to the present and to the end. So you greater than he is? What verse are you on?
Got done reading back in there, chapter 7, verse 66 and 67.
Good. Now come on back and give me that 24.
I read that already. Yeah.
You read 24?
Yeah.
Okay, read that again, because let me get my thoughts on it again. Read that 24 again.
Right.
Matthew 5:24.
Matthew 5:24. Lead your gift before the altar,
yes,
and go your way.
Yes.
First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
You see that? Because you have some brothers. One brother tell me in class, well, yeah, I love the class, but you got to get rid of such person. On atonement, that's how you talking? No, you got to forgive that such person. Huh? You got to put that down. If Yahweh forgive you, you know you done done something. If Yahweh gonna clean your slate, you gotta clean the slate yourself. Let's about time to go to Matthew 18:35. Listen good.
We're going to Matthew. We're going to the book of Matthew 18:35. Matthew 18:35. So likewise, to my heavenly Father, do also unto you. If you from your mind forgive not everyone his brother, their trespass.
He said, otherwise, if you ain't going to do it, why should I do it? I told you I forgave you, and but you can't forgive. Oh, I just can't let that go. Wait a minute. Read that again. Call it out a little bit better and make that sound a little better.
The book of Matthew. Chapter 18:35.
Listen good.
So likewise, the my heavenly Father do also unto you. If you from your mind forgive not everyone his brother their trespass.
So if you don't forgive their sins, what they did, how you expect for Yahweh to tell you, okay, I forgave you, didn't? Then you folks are automatic. Been in the forgiving mode because there's a bigger picture in place. Oh, I can't let it go. Well, why are you told it then? Why are you even taking atonement then? Why are you even starving yourself then? If you don't know the condition of the battle, the condition of the battle is to put off your remembrance of whatever on the left side of the atonement. You focus in on the right side of the atonement going forward. Let's go to Luke 17:3-4 there. Let's have it.
So Luke 17:3-4.
Listen good.
Luke 17:3. Take heed to yourself.
What did he say?
Take heed to yourself.
Go ahead.
If your brother trespasses against you, rebuke him.
What do you mean by rebuke him? That means correct him.
Yahweh.
I mean, your brother or your sister sin against you, trespass, or whatever, against you, you rebuke them. That means you correct them. You sit down. You let them know. You know, when I take my atonement, I'm going to know where I'm on. Properly, you be on what you on, moving forward to the right side. Listen good. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Listen.
And if he trespass against you seven times in a day.
Yes.
And seven times in a day, turn again to you, saying, I repent you, shall forgive him.
You see that? If a person come to you and say, listen, I repent. I've done you wrong. I repent. I've done you wrong. Then you got to do what?
Forgive.
Is that what we're reading? Is that what we're reading? You got to do? You got to give it up.
Read.
A person come to you and say, okay, I repent for what I did. You got to get the same thing you ask Yahweh. You say, Yahweh, I atone for whatever I did for that prior year. And Yahweh said, okay, I ain't going to remember nothing. As long as you move forward, know the condition of the battle, I forgave you. Forgive everybody that helped transgress against you in your mind. See? And that's what it means by coming with one mind understanding. And that's what it means by this final feast. And Yahweh told you, I'm going to be with you on that final feast, but you have a shadow on how it works. This is how it works. So when you're bonding together, you find out. That's why you had them where they was. Now let's go back and find out what they had going on, Brother Micaiah. That's why you expect you to. That's why Yahweh told him to do this in Leviticus 23. He told him to do something, Brother Micaiah, in 23. He told him to do something. See, Yahweh don't be telling you to do something just to be doing something. Everything plays a part. And that's why he says what he says. We're going to Leviticus 23, and we're going to pick it up at, let's see what he wrote. Leviticus 23, pick it up around by verse number 38.
All right.
38, here, go ahead.
We're going over to the book of Leviticus, the heavy tab, chapter 23, pick it up at verse 38. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 38 reads, besides the Sabbath of Yahweh, and besides your gift, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings, which you give unto Yahweh. Verse 39. Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
On the first day shall be a Sabbath.
Yeah.
And on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. Verse 40. And you shall take you on the first day the browse of goodly tree,
mm-hmm.
branches of palm tree, and the browse of fig tree, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice.
You do what?
Rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Before Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Well, you know you're not in a position to take that and tearing down on trees and doing all that.
That's right.
So Yahweh understand that. And that's why he told, that's why what it's been today called your sleeping palace. You're making something that's called a sleeping palace.
That's
and
right.
Yahweh going to show you the better hand this time next year on more things than that. All this is showing you exactly what you do on these days. Go ahead.
Yahweh, your Yahweh, rejoice before Yahweh, your Yahweh, 7 days.
And you rejoice before your Yahweh 7 days.
Yes, hallelujah.
Go ahead.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 41 reads, and you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year.
And you're supposed to keep it for how many days?
7 days.
7 days. Seven consecutive days. That's why they came all over the world, and they came around the temple site, and they made up, they started tearing the trees down and got them someplace to be at for them 7 days. So they prepared themselves for the 7 days. They didn't do what a lot of brothers do or sisters do, because they understand that Yahweh got this stuff written. Plainly, you're supposed to make your adjustments, because this is the condition of this battle to get to this kingdom. You're going to have what he got here that he can read you did.
Right.
You ain't going to just lollygag in this because you know the name. You're going to have the record. You're going to have the work to get where you want to get to. Go ahead, read.
It should be a statue forever
In
your generation.
Yeah.
You shall celebrate it in the seventh month.
And this is a celebration. So now you are taking your atonement. Now you're on a celebration. So now Yahweh forgave you for everything you have did. So now you sit around somebody's tent next to you, and now you bump into a person with a tent next to you. Now you know it'll be some teaching later on, but all day long, now you're around somebody and all they're talking about what happened to them in prior life. Wait a minute. No. We got to talk about how we're going to move forward. I got to hear you talk about what to move forward. But I thought your talk is all about what will happen to you or what you own. Wait a minute. See, that's what these 8 days are about. You see, who mine is on going forward after they have received their atonement. Because everything to your left, Yahweh said in Hebrews 8:12, he don't remember no more. So why has you got this great remembrance on what will happen? And I forgave you, but you can't forgive your brother. You can't forgive your sister. Then you don't waste your time on the atonement. And so that's what you got to be able to tell those that's of the milk when you become meat. To show them that now, before you take your atonement, it's not about you just starving. There's some things you got to let go. And you let it go, and Yahweh gonna let go what you did. So if you can't let it go, you waste your time on taking your atonement. So they got to be clear. And you have to watch that sign through the pages of the book. Keep reading.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, picking up at verse 42. 42 reads, you shall dwell in booths 7 days.
And he wants you to dwell in temporary shelter for 7 days. That's what he wants you to do. So he will make sure you somewhere close by to bump into your brother, especially on the ones that have been anointed to take this thing. This is where the bonding part come in. How you going to move forward and you don't know who that brother is no more on time you see him on once a week? That's what he had them 8 days for, to see exactly what you own, because you will tell what they own. Is they going forward in the mind, or they still want to linger on what will happen to me? No, what will happen to you? Didn't you atone? Didn't you atone? What you're doing, you giving up what will happen to you. Like Yahweh said, I gave up what happened to you. I don't remember what happened to you no more. You don't remember what happened to nobody yourself. Now you have taken the great atonement. And that's why when Mother read 11:19, that stony mind supposed to be gone. And when Mother Eve read, you're supposed to be a new person. That old you is gone. See? Now, once you don't got the anointed, and once you don't move, that means you don't talk about that old you anymore. Matter of fact, Brother Cass, give me what will happen in 2 Corinthians 5:17. So let's see exactly what will happen in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
All right, we're going to 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Listen good.
All right, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son.
Yeah, so if any man or woman, if you be in Yahweh the Son, you mean you are taking that atonement. Yes, saying Yahweh, forgive me for what I have did. You'll receive the atonement.
What? Here she is a new creature.
You're a new creature, man.
Old things are passed away.
That means all that old stuff is what?
Passed away.
So that's when we know when you knew in Yahweh. Because all that old stuff that hindered you, it done what?
Passed away.
It done passed away at the atonement. It done passed away at the atonement. See?
Yeah.
See? Now that's what you got to watch for. You got to watch and see if it was anybody still talking about what will happen after they're taking the atonement. Now, if the ones ain't talking no atonement, you expect that out of them. But the ones that have taken the Torah, they know the rules and regulations. That means whatever happened in the past, it's gone. It ain't coming out of my mouth no more. Yahweh forgave me. I mean, I'm going to forgive whoever that. If I thought I've done anything, I'm going forward. And that's what Yahweh is setting up in the sixth anointed camp. Those who understand it's time now to go forward. Old things have passed away. I don't want to talk about the old stuff because Yahweh have cleared the slate for us. We got to talk about now building the city for our youth that's coming behind us. We got a lot of youth that their mind is in bad shape. And when they get straight, they got to see strong leadership. But they can't find the leadership is wooing me. They got to come and see strong leadership.
Hallelujah.
One that can see, let them buck the guns on where they at and go read the book and put their personal thing down and show what the Bible saying on what you got to do from this point on. Go back, Brother Micaiah.
Come back to the book of the Big. We're going to chapter 23. And we're picking it up at verse 43. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 43 reads, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel, the Israelites, to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So to let the children of Israel, and then while you was bumping into your brothers and sisters, you was clear that you threw something on the table with your brothers and sisters, Titus. You threw Sirach 29:21. He said, what you think about Sirach 29:21-22? What you think about that? So now you know it's going to be some teaching later on at that time by the anointed leadership. But the people was interacting with each other. There was going to be in these tents for the next 8 days. Then things come up. And let's see what happened in Sirach 29:21-22.
The book of Sirach is here, chapter 29, verse 21-22. Sirach 29, verse 21 reads, the chief thing of life is water.
He said the chief things of life is water
and bread.
And bread, I mean food.
Yahweh. And clothing.
And clothing.
And a family to cover shame.
And a family, a house with a family at to cover your shame.
Yeah.
That is the chief thing.
Yahweh.
So now, when you around somebody, it's about Yahweh's business. And they get beyond this. The chief thing by you being this generation is to make sure these things are taken care of. Not by all this, well, I need to change this again. I need to change this. No. This is the chief thing that you both talk about. Because it's a bigger picture on getting the city prepared for those that buckshot wild. So the leadership got to understand this is the thing that we have to discuss. It's the chief thing that we got to do. So 29:26-35 there. And Brother Micaiah, Esther 4:12-14, waiting on me.
Going to Sirach, the seer, chapter 39, verse 26-35.
Listen good.
Sirach, chapter 39, verse 26, reads, the principal things of the whole use of man's life are water, fire, iron, and salt, flour, wheat, honey, milk, and the blood of the grape, and oil, and clothing. Verse 27. All these things are for good to the Yahwali.
Mm-hmm. All these things are good for who?
To the Yahwali.
Yeah, see, this is what the Yahwali folks be knowing about. You know, because even what we do, we'll go get ourselves in super debt. And just buy everything that the one I said got to show us. And now we all going to be arguing about keeping, but because you got past the principal things that Yahweh said required. Because he got something stronger for you once you understand his rules and his regulations. Because you don't even know what he got planned for you, but you let the word eat you up. Well, you got to be there. I got to do that. But you didn't prepare for this at all. This is the eternal life in here. So what part did you put in for eternal life? Oh. Huh? Bill just wearing me out. Your bill will continue to wear you out. But one day Yahweh will wear you out too. And when he wears you out, it's gonna be eternity. So you gotta make sure your priorities in order about Yahweh, knowing the principal thing that Yahweh required of you. But you won't be up in so much super debt trying to keep up with that one eye thing, what they got to offer. Go ahead and read.
All right. Okay. Verse 27. So to the sinners, they are turned into evil.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. These be ministering spirits that are created for vengeance, which is in their fury, lay on sore strokes.
That's good enough, because that's the bottom line. That means the condition of the battles, we already created some angels to already, for those that forsook the message, we got angels waiting right now to lay the fatal blow on you by not going with the message that he set up. And when they get on you too, ain't gonna be no letting up, because they was created to whoop you. And they're gonna whoop you good. Keep that in your mind. Let's go to Esther chapter 4, verse 12 through 14.
Okay, we're going to the book of Esther. We want chapter 4, verses 12 down to 14. The book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 12, read. And they told to Mordecai Esther's word. Verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you shall escape in the king's house,
mm-hmm,
more than all Yadaju.
Mm-hmm. So you're in the king's palace. They say you're in the king's palace. And you think because you all been exalted to be up there in the king's palace, you think you're going to escape, because now you somewhere where you're not anywhere. You're seeing all type of things going on. You think you are made it, like the brother said. On TV, one of my basketball players. Mom, we don't finally made it. What do you mean you made it? We got our cover dollars, and now we can move and bump short with the other folks and look like somebody else.
Right.
No, you ain't mad. That's when you don't made it. That's when you really don't lost it.
Yeah, every
time you leaving your people to be the one that put you in this predicament, but you won't see your own, that means you're doing the same backwards.
That's right.
See? That means you won't be trying to learn how to educate your people, show them what happened to your people, not run away from your people and get around the one that got the sword already dripping blood. Come on,
read.
Go ahead, read.
The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 14, read.
Listen at this.
For if you all together hold your peace at this time,
mm-hmm,
then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yadah Judah from another place.
He said, listen, if you find yourself in this life, this creation right now, don't you know you're there for a purpose? If you know you're from the tribe of Judah, he got you here for a reason. Because Judah is the one that's the lead tribe. So if you've seen all this going on, like Matthias said, we're not reading, he said, you got me to see all this whooping on my people. It was for a reason. Same thing now. When you see all this going on now, there's more reason for you to see it. But you got to be the one to correct it. But you ain't going to correct it unless you're in order. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, 9, and verse 15. So if you witness all these things going on against your people, that means Yahweh got you in this hour to make the difference, but you only going to do it once the body on the same page, same mind. That stony mind is no longer around you. You're not talking about, oh, woe is me, or what happened to me. Why did you atone for? Why did you ask Yahweh to forgive your sins, and you're not going to forgive us? Why did you do that?
Hallelujah.
You're wasting your time on atonement. You're wasting your time on the feast days. Because if you don't get this right, Yahweh ain't going to forgive you. I mean, we're going to show you in this lesson. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 11, 9, and 15. Brother Micaiah, you'll see what it says. And Mother E had me 1 John on the right side of the book, chapter 5, verse 16. I was going to read one verse for a minute. I want to read one verse. I want to take a good look at this real good. Have me 1 John 5:16. Get that one verse waiting on me after we come up out of this.
1 Corinthians 3:11-15.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to 1 Corinthians 3:11-15.
Listen to this.
Verse 11, read.
Right.
For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid.
Uh-huh.
Which is
Yahweh's
Son.
Okay.
12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold.
Silver.
Precious stones, wood, hay.
All these is in the six anointed camps. And we got to find out which one that fits every one of them rules and regulations. Inside of the camps, of the six anointed camps, you're going to have gold in there. And what else you going to have? Gold and what else?
You're going to have gold, silver.
You're going to have silver inside the six anointed camps.
Precious stones.
You're going to have precious stones in there.
Wood.
You have wood in there.
Hay.
You have hay in there.
And stubble.
And you have stubble in there. All that will be inside of the six anointed camps.
Hallelujah.
See? And that's what them 7 days and 8 days was all about, to find out which one do you, where you at? What is you? Is you gold? Are you whatever you got to read? That's what that bonding was all about. But not, I know Yahweh already know who everybody is. But it's not for you to know where everybody is.
Right.
Because when you're around a person long enough, you will find out something. Where we at?
Verse 13.
Right.
Every man's work shall be made manifest.
Hey, that's something. Everybody's work will be made what?
Manifest.
Everybody's work will be manifest. Where you stand, it will manifest to you. In that tabernacle piece, you'll know what they really are. How far they'll go, how far they won't go.
That's right.
You will know. That's what that tabernacle is all about. That's what them temporary shelters is all about. So when you walk out, you see a brother look just like you, and then you sit out, you talk with him, and you know, teachers ain't going to be later on explaining all this good stuff. And you be talking back before them. You say, well, look here. Give me a Manny. Make sure this can talk. Give me Manny in the book Babylon 10, book 2. See why they was waiting on class to start. They was finding out some things in Babylon and Timbuktu by, what is his name? Who made that book?
Rudolph Wesley.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's find out what was going on. See, this is what you were doing before the teaching, explaining what you had your black book out, and you were sitting on the dock of the bay, and everybody was bumping shoulders with each other. Then all of a sudden, some conversation was struck. What was said? Right. Come on.
Okay, we read it from Babylon 10:2, page 90.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it starts off, Black Yahdah Judah.
Black Yahdah Judah.
He
didn't make no accident by Black Yahdah Judah. Because he pulled the verse from Micaiah from 14:2 and Jeremiah. He pulled the verse. He pulled that verse to let you know that you're going to find out that Black Yahdah Judah, that's who Judah is. The one you call all the derogatory statements like African American, Negro, and the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
It's Black Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled that verse from 14:2 of Jeremiah.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 2, reads, Yahdah Judah,
yes.
Morning. And the gates thereof lame.
Yeah.
They are blacker to the ground.
They are black to the ground. So the Bible, Judah, the lead tribe of the 12, they are black folks. They are what you call black folks. So we're talking to black folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's find out the black folks that come that got ran out their temple. They got ran out in 70 AD, and Rudolph Winslow, he's telling the story about the written records about them ran out and what happened to them. Come on.
Have an advantage over the African tribe.
So he had advantage over the descendants of Ham. That's the African tribe. Judah had advantage over the descendants of Ham. And make sure that's right, Brother Mackay. Let's make sure that is their true name. That's one of Psalm 78:51. See, you got to prove everything, hold fast what's good. He'll give you that very same hour what he wants you to put on the table, and you got to be prepared to put it on the table. Paint the picture and dust the edge, Yahuwah. Because when he call them Africans, that can go as a crapshoot. That can go any kind of way. Mm-hmm. We're going to find what the people's name is with the book open. What is their name with the Bible open up? What did Yahuwah call them? With the Bible open from 96 A.D. going back to dawn of civilization, what was called in 7851? Read it.
The book of Psalms. We're going to chapter 78, and we're going to read verse 51. 51 read. And smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the temple of Ham.
And the temple of Ham. So this happened in Ham. Ham is the second son of Noah. Let's go to 105, Brother Micaiah. We're going to the second Wednesday and going to 105. We're going to 105, and we're going to see what we can get out of 105. We're going to 105 and look right down at 105, verse number 23.
The book of Psalms, chapter 105, verse 23 reads, Israel also came into Egypt, and Israel so journeyed in the land of Ham.
So. The word Africa, what it mean?
The land of Ham.
The land of Ham.
Yahweh.
So that's where they fled to, the land of Ham. They ain't fled at no time to no Africa.
That's right. Hallelujah.
They fled to the land of Ham. Now they're going on 106 and get 22. See, once you adopt them precept on them, you watch the best on bump the gums. You can call them, Africans all you want, but they ain't the derogatory statement for what we get ready to read in 106, verse 22.
In the book of Psalms, we want chapter 106, we're going to read verse 22. 22 reads, wondrous work in the land of Ham.
They done wonderful work, where?
In the land of Ham.
And where it's located at? Why can't you tell you where it's located at?
In terrible things by the Red Sea.
You see that? They give you all the information, and that's a sea or reef called the Red Sea, and that's the land of Ham.
Hallelujah.
So all that African talk, and watch the best of them holler about you African, African American, them African peoples over there. Listen, we know you ain't knowing Bible, and we know you ain't set up on the council of voices.
The truth is the lie.
So we will show you, bottom line is what name you use, because Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And out of these, in 9:18 of Genesis, out of these three sons, the whole earth overspread. So ain't nobody named Africa. We know this. And that's what's so important about when you were sitting around on Tabernacle, you were bumping shoulders, rehearsing the righteous act, getting prepared to see what's going on in the city. Now we've been found about the city. Now we find out that's the land of Ham, and what was going on in the land of Ham, they call Africa. Come on back there, Brother Titus.
Okay. All right. They carried their culture.
And they carried their culture, and the culture was the understanding of the Bible.
Yep.
They had the Bible with them. Wherever they went, they took their written records called the Bible. Go ahead.
History, laws, and written records with them.
You see that? They had laws, they history, and they had written records. See, you couldn't tell them about they over there with African people. You couldn't tell them that they were Jews and Jewish people. They had their written records.
That's right.
They knew they was black Judah. They had their written records. See? And you got your written record, but you kicking around and don't pick it up on every now and then. And you got the written records with you. And that's what they were doing on the second, the third day. They were bonding, waiting on some good teaching. Later on that day, before the sun set in, they were doing a lot of waking up, teaching each other, finding out what you're about, getting their records of what you own. What you say you do? Watch this. Go ahead and read them up.
This assured them a constant precedent of the development of a higher social organization.
Wait a minute. Judah was what?
Development of a higher social organization.
He had to buy with it. Judah had to buy. He was the highest of the development association. Judah, the one you call old Negro and Supercoon. Mm-hmm. Oh, Judah had his record. And that's why we come to bring you back due to your record. Old Black Judah, you had records. Anywhere you went, you had your Bible with you. You had written records, and you understand about these feast days and how to bond with those that might want to do the right thing and ones that did not. Go ahead.
Because the stability of the Black Judah culture.
Go ahead.
Yada Judah would not assort into the auto-continuous population.
So he wasn't worried about what they was on. He was showing what he was on. And right now we go try to learn their two-step.
That's right. Everywhere
we go, we want to learn their. We want to quote them. You never learn about it. You never want to talk about yourself no more than you butt naked and jumping around waiting to come off the boat. No. Judah want to talk about himself. And those that if a conversation about, he gonna tell them about himself. He had to win the record, and they had no choice but to listen to Judah. And that's what we got to restore back to Judah. Your written record, and when you show up, you're supposed to talk about yourself, not talk about them. Go ahead.
In fact, Yada Judah sought to some of the native tribes,
and he made all the rest of them other native tribes of Ham. Hey, can we get into this? Judah's all you made him be. It's 120 somewhere land in the cut. Now, you can't never, you never be bloodline Judah. You never can be part of the 12. But that don't mean that you can't be used in a capacity. We might need a glass of cold water every now and then. You got no problem going to bring us one? No. See, we knew what we knew then. We don't know nothing now. Yeah, you could be, we find something, but you do. I don't feel like going fishing. They go out there and bring me about 10, 11 old fish for my nice dinner.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's the way Judah used to talk once upon a time ago.
Hallelujah.
They would sit on the porch waiting on them to take care of something, bring something back to Judah. But now we don't have a clue who we are now, because we are all sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost now. And Christians. Sanctified full of the Holy Ghost in Christians. Go ahead and read some
up. Judah made use of every opportunity.
Every opportunity Judah made. He didn't drag his feet. Every opportunity he made use of what he get ready to do. Go ahead.
There were an industrious and skillful people.
Now, you hear the man is saying about Black Judah. They was industrious and skillful people. Some people got skills saying it's me. No. That's just your bloodline showing up in. Why you cut onto that real good? Because it's in your bloodline. Don't get credit for something that's always been ordained since the time he reading it right now.
That's right.
Go ahead, read.
And Yada Judah, Gahanian states were found king.
You mean Judah had kings?
Hallelujah.
I ain't never heard that in high school, college, grammar school, mid school. I ain't never heard that black Judah had kings. Man, nobody told me that. I got the degree on the wall. I got a Christian theology degree. I ain't never heard about Judah. Old Black Judah was the king. He was king. I ain't never heard that before. Go ahead.
Princes. Governors.
Governors.
Generals.
Yeah.
Secretaries.
Yeah, secretaries.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yagua.
That's right.
Treasurers.
Yeah, treasurers.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh, what's this?
Revenue agents.
They had revenue agents.
Yeah. Judges.
Oh.
Judges?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Architects. Yeah. Engineers.
They had engineers.
Mm-hmm. Doctors.
They had doctors?
Yeah. Historians.
They had historians. Can tell you all about it. Yeah.
And language interpreters.
They can quote everybody, but they say their own Semitic language, right?
Yes. Mathematicians.
Mathematicians, go ahead.
Jewelers. Sculptors.
Mm-hmm.
Masons.
Yeah, masons. Go ahead.
Carpenters. Yes. Painters of art.
Yeah, painters of art.
Goldsmiths.
Yeah, goldsmiths.
Yeah,
good.
leather workers,
mm-hmm.
potters, armorers.
So they don't always work with cotton. All you deal with them to do all that old cotton stuff. They were doing leather things back then.
Mm-hmm.
You got them now. You got them as cotton pickers now. But look here, they was doing the leather thing. Mm-hmm. Huh? Go ahead.
Saddlers.
Go ahead.
Blacksmith. Agriculturists.
Uh-huh.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. I mean, we can go on and on your raw time about all that black dude they had going on. Why you don't know nothing about that now? And that's what we coming at. We is the ministry of the hour to bring it back to the table. And that's what them days, what them bondage was about. But now when you sit around waiting on the teaching come on, y'all was bonding, talking about what you say you did, wrote it in the book. Everybody wrote a book. Oh, this is what I'm on. This is what I'm on. You got your atonement in? Yeah, yeah. You know I could have made him if I got my atonement right. So all the past, you ain't on none of that. No, I ain't on that. I'm on this. I see the bigger picture. Now, you said, all right, first of all, he said, all right. They ain't talking about how somebody done me wrong. Because you know the atonement, eliminated all that. Mother Eve, I need that 1 John 1, verse 5:16. Let's see what that says, Mother Eve.
Book of 1 John. You said chapter 1?
Chapter 5, verse 16.
Okay, 1 John, chapter 5.
On the right
5.
Side of the book.
I got it.
Yeah, verse 16. Mm-hmm.
1 John, chapter 5, verse 16. If any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. That is a sin unto death.
Oh, there is a sin unto death. It is a sin unto death. So if you see your brother that in that sin that can cause, remember, everybody gonna die the first death. But it is a sin unto death. And a sin unto death, Mother D.F. Israel, what is the sin unto death in Matthew chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, 37? So it is a sin unto death. I wonder what that is. Let's see if we can find out what is this sin unto death that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel. A sin unto death. Let's see what that sin is unto death in Matthew chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. What is that sin unto death?
Matthews chapter
12.
Yeah, that's what I got marked. 12. Matthew chapter 12, verses 31, 32, 36, and 37. Verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sins and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blaspheming against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men and women. Verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Verses 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by your word you shall be justified, and by your word you shall be condemned.
Yeah. So he's saying it is a sin to death. And the sin of death, if Mother D.F. Israel don't pull the trigger, I want to hear it read to the understanding. So what sin it is that can cause you death? What sin is that? Who will help those see out? Now, it isn't said there. What is it? Mother.
Blaspheming against the righteous spirit.
Excellent. So, if you find out that the Holy Ghost, what they call today, have said something, and if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, then you in danger, and you will receive the just reward of death. It's no forgiveness of blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Simple as that. If you find out that the Holy Ghost has made a statement, and you contradict what the Holy Ghost has said, then you in danger of the hellfire, and you're going to get it. So it says no forgiveness. You might sin against Yahweh the Son. You might blaspheme against Osir. He said, I'll give you a chance to repent on that on the Day of Atonement. But if you find out that the Holy Ghost said something, and you go again what the Holy Ghost said, he said, you got what coming in verse 36, 37 again? One more time, mother. What he say you got coming? Well, you be clear. What you got coming?
Matthew chapter 12.
Yeah. We got to make it plain. Because when you're sitting around the campfire with your brothers and sisters in temporary shelter, you got to be clear to be having a great ear open. So wait a minute. If you blaspheme against the righteous spirit, the Holy Ghost, you know you ain't got nothing coming. Look what it says in verse 36, 37. So you have to find out all this good stuff here. Go ahead.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. Verse 36,
yes.
But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. 37, for by your words you shall be justified, and by your word you shall be condemned.
And by it, so when you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, by your words, you're going to be what again, Brother Titus? Justified. And by your words, you're going to be condemned. Because whatever that Holy Ghost has said, when y'all crossing that Holy Ghost down there to talk to the seer, to get to the elders, and if you contradict anything they have said, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. So, Mother dear of Israel, what's the price on the table in Romans chapter 6, verse 23? What's the price on the table?
Okay.
Romans 6, 23, what's the price on the table?
Okay. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
So the price you're going to pay for blaspheming against the Holy Ghost is what, mother, according to Romans 6:23? What price you going to pay? Death. If you find out that the Holy Ghost has made a statement and you question the Holy Ghost, what you have put yourself in line of is death. According to Paul is telling Northern Kingdom in 6:23, the price on the table is death. Now, Mother E, in 1 Timothy, let's look at verse 12 and 13. 1 Timothy 1, verse 12 and 13. So you're looking for what WCC saying, sir, is there any wiggling room in there? Yeah, Paul got a little wiggling room. We're going to look at a little wiggling room right now. First, it's wiggling room in there, but you got to know how to find a wiggling room. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Watch the wiggling room. Here go your wiggling room right now. First,
right.
Timothy chapter 1, 12 and 13, Mother E, what it say?
First Timothy. chapter 1, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12, and I thank Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh, who has enabled me for that he count me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Verse 13, who was before blasphemed and a persecutor and unjust, but I obtained mercy. What?
Roll that part, Mother. Hey, what did Paul say? What Paul was telling Timothy at one long time ago, he was a what?
Blasphemer.
He was a blasphemer, huh? He's a one long time ago, Timothy. Hey, I was a blasphemer. And what did he say, Mother, about himself? See, sometimes you got to talk about yourself. See, Paul was open to talk about himself. He said, I was a goal. You see, a lot of people can't talk about themselves. But Paul was telling Timothy, hey, Timothy, guess what? Before I got beat up real good, I was a blasphemer.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But what Paul keep on talking? Keep reading that, Mother.
Okay. I'm going to read the verse over again. Verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and just, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorant and unbelief.
Oh. So he had wiggle room, didn't he, Mother? He said, yeah, right. I once was that. I was a blasphemer. You know, I was killing folks. I was dragging them down. He said, but look here. But I did what kind of way, Mother?
Ignorant.
I did it in ignorance. I didn't know. So there go your game. There go your get out of jail free card. At one time ago, I didn't know. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Now precept that, Mother, to the ninth chapter of St. John 9, and give me verse 40 and 41. So precept that, Mother. See, once upon a time ago, I didn't know. I thought I was, you know, sometimes you be in ministry, you think, I didn't know that Sunday was the wrong day. I didn't know that his name was not Lord God Jesus and Allah and Buddha. I thought that was his name was. I didn't know that a woman was supposed to be wearing no pants. I didn't know that I was supposed to have on friends. I didn't know. I did it in ignorance. Okay, that's where we come in at. We have to observe what we see, and once you do know it, see, Paul said, I did all this because I didn't know. But now I know about these feast days. Now I know about what I'm supposed to be doing. Huh? Now I know. Now listen to what he said, Mo. What did he say once they say, but now I know. Let's go to St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41. But I didn't know.
Yeah.
So you might be saying that, see, somebody on the international side, over 600,000 strong, might say, I didn't know that. I didn't know I supposed to wear braces. I didn't know that I'm going to come out them skinny jeans. I didn't know. Let's see what he got written. St. John 9, 40 and 41, what it say?
St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and verse 41. Verse 40.
Uh-huh.
And some of the Pharisees, which were with him, heard these words and said unto him,
Are we blind also? Are we blind also? The Pharisees heard these words and said, are we blind also? Go ahead.
41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But you say, therefore your sin remains.
Ain't that so? So once you know you're supposed to be doing the business of Yahweh, you know it.
You know you're supposed to be setting your schedule to take care of Yahweh's business. You know it. And you chose not to do it. What did he say, Mother? What happened, Mother?
Oh, okay.
Your sins do what?
Your sins remain.
Your sins what? Your sins remain. Your sins remain. You say, oh, I know. And guess what? That's when the clock kick in on you.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because you say, you know. Oh, I know this is a piece of tabernacle. I know it. I know I'm supposed to be doing it 7 days, bumping shoulders. I know it. And guess what? That's when your sins kick in on you. Because you say, I know. See? So Paul had a cloak to get behind. He said, he did what he did because what again, Mother? Can you recall what was said that he said he did it? What kind of way in that First Timothy 2:13? What way did he say he did it? He was telling
okay.
Timothy he did it because of what?
Because of ignorance.
You see that?
Yeah.
You see that? Excellent, Mother. Excellent. See, you can do things because of ignorance. And that's why anointed leadership got to understand when the flock is around you is for you to unblock and unlock that ignorance. But they won't have this statement saying, I don't know. I didn't know. That's where we come in at. Well, we got to show them the reason that you can't use that quote because you do know. You just chose not to do it. So now your sins remain. Now, Mother, Mother E, what, D.F. Israel, what was you holding? Was you holding something, Mother?
No.
You weren't holding nothing?
Uh-huh, I read
mine. Okay. Okay, you all good? Okay, now,
yeah.
That's good. So, Brother Micaiah, I want to come back and take a little peep at something, because he said, see, you got to know that. I want you to finish that. Did you finish that 3, 1 Corinthians 3? How far you got?
We just finished that by verse 12.
Okay, give me some more. I hope I can just wrap back and just let it go all the way down to verse 15. Let's see the thing.
We're going back over to that 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to pick it back up at verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Read. Every man's work shall be made manifest.
Uh-huh.
For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
He said, every man's work will be revealed. See, when you are around a person long enough, you're going to find out because whatever they own, it will be revealed by fire. Mm-hmm. And the fire we talked about, Mother D.F. Israel, is Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. And the fire, he said, it will be revealed by fire, Mother D.F. Israel. See, when you're around long enough, you're around for 8 straight days. And y'all sitting on the dock of the bay, and y'all, you know, you're there talking scripture and all that old good stuff. And he said, everything that you own, it will be revealed by fire. How do we know that? What did it say, Mother, we can read in 5:14 of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, because you spake this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour.
See, you're going to watch them go through all kinds of transformation on the word of Yahweh. They can't sit there. They up and moving around all over the place. That word do for you. That word don't calm you down because you got something holding you back. See? And then your imagination, your thoughts get in your head. That word is going to reveal what you own. That's called that radio. They call that thing called metal detector.
Yeah,
the word of Yahweh is a, if you got it a metal in your pocket on you somewhere, that thing going to go off. And that was the word of Yahweh. If you got anything that's in deep in that brain of yours, that word is going to reveal it. You'll see them go through all kinds. Can't hide no more. They all over the place. That's what the word will do for you. You just pump that word down there long enough. You'll find out what they make of, then take a peep at them. And they go through all kinds of transformation with that word on them.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And you got to catch these things.
Hallelujah.
Huh? You got to catch that with anybody close to you. Oh, there you go, bring that Bible out again. Can you put the Bible down? Huh? I was clear to put this about this thing. You ain't on this? Yeah, but not all the time. Huh? This is an all-the-time thing.
Yeah, boy.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't second this thing is supposed to be up front.
Yeah,
if you find somebody that say, well, no, put that down. Let's just, wait a minute, man. How you put down our written record on what we're going to be on? See? So now all this we're going to find out. And what did it say, Mother, you can read in 23:32? Numbers. Hey, Mother, dear, Israel, help me out. I don't know Elder hit me real good over there in Joel 2:7. He brought out the way I like it. Yeah, right down to the point. Same thing, 32:23, Numbers. Hey, Mother of Israel. Can you help those see out in Numbers 32:23?
Numbers.
See what these days gonna do. 32:23.
Okay. Numbers 32:23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sins will find you out.
You see that? Your sin is going to find you out. What you really on, it will be detected. Now give me that 23:29, Mother. Now come back, give me that Jeremiah 23:29. See, that's what you got to remember, the six anointed camp. Especially the 12 that have been formed together, y'all must come together and be with one mind, one understanding. Know how to see that subject you're looking at from the page of this book. And you all got to be on one mind because you got to make a one calling. And all calling got to be 12 and old. It can't be no 10 and 2. It got to be 12 and 0. And when you're 12 and 0, then Yahweh is going to intervene. But the 12 got to be on one accord, one mindset, and understand the rules and regulations. And that was this final piece is about. Because if you say you're an atone, but you still talking about what happened to you yesterday, then you just waste your time on atonement. He was not going to let you get to this piece right here. Because you got to remove everything that hinders you, and you ask Yahweh to remove it. Or the low-down moves you made prior to the left side of atonement. So you got to remove everybody else's thing that they have did on the left side of atonement, too. Because Yahweh will say, okay, let's move forward. That's what leadership do. That's how leadership got to operate. What you reading that, Mother? 23:29.
Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
First John. No, I want to finish up that First Corinthians 3:15. But young line, Titus have me that First John 5:16-20. Be patting that for me. We'll be on that a little in a minute. Yes, ma'am.
You said Jeremiah 23:29, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I got. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like as a fire, says Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
You see that? So the word is like a hammer. Sometimes you read that Bible to somebody, and all of a sudden, well, they they've been beat up somewhere. Hey, you got so beat up? I don't read the Bible. And they're all beat up. They all disembobulated. That's what that word do for you. That'll show you that they not genuine, because this word beat you up. That means you try to come up another way. And if you're going to come up another way, and and you want to hear the uncut word, what that make you more than 10-1 of St. John?
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 10. Let me get there. Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 1, read. St. John, chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enter in, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
That was a pretty powerful word you said, Mother. You used that, you heard that thief and robber. Hey, I mean, that was, I'm telling you, that was all right, boys, up in my ear. So, come on back, Mama, okay? I want to track it down in verse 15 this time.
Okay.
Where you at now?
We're going back then. We got to finish up verse 13.
Yes, sir.
We're going to 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, finishing up verse 13.
Uh-huh.
And the fire shall try every man's work or of what sort it is.
Whatever sort it is, that fire going to reveal what you really are. Mm-hmm. We sitting around bumping shoulders, we got the book out, it's going to tell what you really are. Because when I throw a precept in the Bible, getting somewhere, then you pull up something, and you ain't doing nothing, you want to wait. You've been revealed. Hey, you ain't been studying this year. You ain't been studying this year. You're talking about your factory and all that kind of stuff. Wait a minute, you ain't talking. This is about bonding. To get on getting that bad city back together. What you want? See, you ain't going to be able to entertain. You got a Bible, I got a Bible over. It ain't going to go back and forth, but you're going to be lost. And if you lost, let me know that you ain't been studying. You ain't real about this. You're about something else. You got some people there for different reasons than what they're supposed to be by for. See, and it will be revealed by fire. If you stay that book long enough, you'll find out. You ain't here for the right reasons.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It will be revealed. Give me some more.
Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14
reads. Look at this.
If any man work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Yeah, you'll get a reward.
Verse 15. If any man's work shall be burnt.
But read it again.
If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss.
Okay, yeah.
But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
Mm-hmm. What is that? What is that?
Verse 15.
Okay, read 15 again.
Verse 15. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
Mm-hmm. Now put 14 with that.
Verse 14. If any man's work abides which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
13.
Every man's work shall be made manifest.
Uh-huh.
For the day shall declare.
The day gonna declare that the day that you entered on feast day, you bought the show, it will declare what you own. It will declare what you own. I'm sitting with the Bible open. I see your tent is close to mine. We in the Bible. We'll be full beyond. And we're going to find out what you own. Because I found out when you was in your tent, I heard you murmuring, backbiting, complaining. This is Yahweh's feast day. Huh? What you backbiting and complaining about? This thing is about bonding for the bigger picture of the city. Read 13 again.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 13. 13 reads, every man's work should be made manifest, for the day should declare, because it shall be revealed by fire.
Uh-huh.
And the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is.
What, so,
and what you gonna be doing in 24:15 about this? What you gonna be doing in Isaiah 24:15 now, Brother Micaiah?
Going over to the book of Isaiah, that's it. And we want to read chapter 24, and we want verse number 15. The book of Isaiah, that's it, chapter 24, verse 15, read. Wherefore, glorify you, Yahweh, and the fire. Even the name of Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, in the isles of the sea.
Yeah. And what do we always start at, Bob Mackay, in 1 Peter 4:17-18? What do we start? What did where all this good stuff start at? 1 Peter 4:17-18.
Okay. Going over to the book of 1 Peter. We want chapter 4. We're gonna read verse 17 and verse 18. 1 Peter 4:17 read. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh.
Yeah.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahweh?
What the end going to be? Let's find out, Brother Ty, what the end going to be. Let's go and look at verse 16-19, the 14th chapter of Zechariah. What the end going to be? Let's find out what the end going to be. The one that's not going to obey this, they got to be clear. They got to know the end. So go on, grab all the covered all you can get your hand on. But he's going to make it plain what the end going to be in 16 down to verse 19 and 14 chapter of Zechariah. Where's it at? Titus.
For the book of Zechariah, the seer, chapter 14. Pick up at verse 16 to 19.
Right.
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16.
Right.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come not against Yahdah Judah, even shall even go up from year to year to worship the king.
That's the one that did not come up against them. That's the one understood that they was the black Negro child, you call them, and they is the one that carried Yahweh's word. The one that not. If you ain't got that knot on you and you came against Judah and you didn't tell the truth of the matter, you ain't going up. You're going down. You'll be taken down. Go ahead, Eric.
To worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles.
Oh, you mean there will come a day that you want to do what?
Keep the feast of tabernacles.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 17, and it should be that whoso will not come up.
Whoso should not come up?
Whoso will not come up.
Uh-huh.
Of all the families of the earth.
All the families of the earth.
To Yahdah Judah.
Did you well?
To Yahdah Judah.
Oh, to the black man. The black man Judah. You got to look red at the black man's face. Black man Judah. Huh?
That's right.
Right.
To worship the king. Yahweh of hosts. Even upon them should be no rain. Verse 18.
Right.
And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there should be a plague. There should be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles. Verse 19. This should be the punishment.
What?
This should be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles.
So if you don't keep the Feast of Tabernacles, and if you're on tone, then that means that you want to be forgiven for not doing something on the left side. That means after you're on tone, that means you could do everything on the right side, right? On the right side, where is the Feast of Tabernacles? On the right side of atonement or the left side of atonement? Where is atonement at? On the left side or the right side? Or the feast of tabernacle, where's it on the right side of atonement or the left side?
Left side.
If on the left, how can atonement be on the feast of what we shall not be on the left side. The left side is when that the more blowing the trumpet, and now you've been forgiven by everything you did. Now you went to the new and the life.
This is the right side.
Yeah, right. See, that's why I'm saying the 12, 6 camps got to get off that milk. Got to get on that meat. Once you make your tone, and what comes on the right side of it, tabernacle. That's right side action. That means you have passed the test on the left side. You don't see the seven trumpets blown. You don't see the blood of the horses brought. You don't atone for everything you did. Now you go on the right side with smooth sailing. So if you make it on the right side is a Israel here, and that's why we heard in the right exact now. You on the right side of atonement now. The feast that we on right now, this is on the right side of atonement. We all did that. That's the left side. That's the left side. All that stuff on the left side you've been forgiven for. Now you go on the right side. Now you moving forward. So now you on this atonement. I mean, it's a feast of tabernacle. Now you clear that this feast of tabernacle means I got to go forward. I got to be about this man's business. Well, this man got written about this thing. He said, if you don't come up now, you make sure you tell him. You made it. But the one that don't come up, let them know, I don't recognize you if you don't keep this thing. I don't care how much Yahweh you got and what kind of information you got. You ain't keeping this right here because this is the day I'm going to host. And I'm going to show you exactly how I feel about it when I host this come up shortly. So I'm going to host this right here because you're going to come up to worship me there. So you can't nobody pay me no never mind with all the power I got at that point in time. All right.
The tabernacle is on the right side.
Yeah, it's on the right side. All that now tabernacle is on the right side. You took your atonement to say whatever.
Okay, yeah. I thought the last was on the side because it's the last.
What we on now?
It's the first.
Yes, ma'am. We on the right side. Yeah, we on the right side now. We on told Yahweh we going to do all you say and be obedient. We now, that's what the atonement was about. Forgive me for everything I have did on the left side. So now, it's okay. Whatever you did, how you dragged your feet on the left side, I'm going to forgive you. Now, you put it aside and go forward. So when you make it to the right side, you in the call of peace called tabernacle. So now that's why I set up a temporary shelter for you to be there and see what, who on what. Because if you are made on the right side, then you more than all right. I found out who all going to continue to be all right. This is the right side. Right now you're on the right side. That means everything on the left side you've been forgiven for. You're going to say, okay, I don't remember no more. You done what I told you to do. Now you're on the right side. Now, the right side, I said, on the Feast of Tabernacle, you keep it for 7 days. You build up temporary shelter. That means you communicate among yourself. You talk, and then it will be explained by anointed leadership what's all importance of this. But it's for you to see, can you stand each other for 8 straight days? If you can't stand each other 8 straight days, how you gonna stand somebody being sick?
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna stand somebody being a kingdom forever? You can't stand to watch this person for 8 days. And then in them 8 days, you're gonna find out a lot of things about a person that you didn't know that you done bumped into. That you don't wanna do this Bible every day. You wanna do it when you get ready. That was these days was for you to sit around your neighbor and to come to the temple site and y'all just communicate. Just talk. What you on? What you about? That was all about the talking. What you about? Eating them up, talking them up. Then all of a sudden, he would have anointed leadership explain more details pertaining to this. But after you have bumped shoulders with your brothers, especially of the 12, that's what it's about. So now, in 1 John chapter 5, there, Brother Titus, we're going to look at 16 down to verse 20. Let me listen to what we got written. In 1 John chapter 5, 16 down to verse 20. Now we're going to We'll finally make it to this one right now. What did it say?
The book of 1 John, Righteous Beloved John, chapter 1. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 16 and 20. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 16 and 20. If any man or woman see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death.
So if a sin is not to death, and you do that because of mother read in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 12, 13, of ignorance. So if you see a sinning on ignorance, they don't know. They don't know. All we have ever known about was Christianity and Easter egg and Christmas and Halloween. We never know. So if you see they're doing the sin and they don't know, you see them sinning and they don't know. Go ahead and read.
He or she should ask, and if he or she should give him life, he should give him life for them that sin not unto death.
So if a sin is not to death, and that's sin of ignorance, and you got a sin of stubbornness by saying, I didn't get myself prepared for this. I knew about it, but I just wasn't prepared for it. See that? That means you forgot what he said, the most important thing of life. It will be read in early part by Brother Titus. The most important thing in life is certain things. And we read it already. We can read it again. So now you got over your means. So now you got to over push yourself because you don't got out of the Bible. You off into the world. So what is that next?
He should give them life for them that sin not unto death.
Right. It's a sin not to death. It's a sin not to death. You know what that sin is? It's a sin not to death. When you don't know, you just don't know. So once you have been recommended on what you're supposed to be doing, then that sin can be dealt with. Keep reading. Watch this now.
There is a sin unto death.
But there is a sin to death. You know what that is? That is, help me out, Mother. You might as well read it. What's a sin to death? Let's go to Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10. Backed up with Mother in 422 of Jeremiah. Mother of Israel had me 422. Let me show you what the sin, what is the sin to death?
Jeremiah 13.
Yeah, 8 through 10 and Mother of Israel in 422 of Jeremiah. That's how the spirit operates. He'll let you walk right into what you need to hear. Hallelujah. What? Jeremiah 13, 8 down to verse 10. Mother, E, what it say?
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8. Then the word of the Yahweh come unto me, saying, thus said the Yahweh, after this manner, will I mind the pride of Yahweh Judah and the great pride of Yahweh Judah. This evil people, verse 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind and walk after other false Yahweh to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
So you see that? So Mo, you see a difference? You got some of black Yah God Judah. They what? What do they do? What do they do, Mo?
They
refuse to hear my word. They hear it and they just shut their ears down. They let the world. They refuse to hear the word. These the ones he's talking about, the ones that refuse to hear my word. You told them that Sunday is the wrong day, and they still keep it. That's the one he's talking about right there. The wicked Yah God Judah. You know Sunday is the wrong day, but I'm going anyway. So that's the difference right there. What you got to read, Mother D.F. Israel, in 422, what it say?
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children. and they have not understanding. They are wise.
They are stupid and foolish. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean about Scott. He said they hearing it, they ain't gonna do it. But your time gonna run out. He said Judah, he talked to the lead tribe. They just refused to do what I got written in his Bible. You're not gonna get into the future tabernacle unless you rehearse the righteous act on the shadow tabernacle. This is a shadow to get you where you gotta get to. If you can't pass this test, you sure ain't gonna pass the big one, because you're not gonna get in. You gotta get past the shadow. The shadow is what's going on today. That's the shadow to get you ready for the big one. He ain't the seventh trumpet. He ain't start beating everybody up and blood everywhere. So you got time to repent and get your act together for the big one. Because one day coming, the seventh trumpet is going to be blown. The killing, the busting head, the separation going to be done. And you're going to be saying, I skip this and that one. Then you're going to be on that left side. You're not going to make it to the right side past that. You got to have it. You got to come all the way with Yahuwah to be on the right side. That's what he's saying. So what we're doing is a shadow to show you what he wants you to do in time to come. And if you don't do it, you're going to be outside looking in. So now, in 1 John chapter 5, where you at now, Brother Titus? Watch this now.
I'm going to have a verse 6.
Watch this.
It says, I do not say that he should pray for it.
But that what do you mean? See, that's big company saying now. So it's a sin that you can pray for and a sin that you can't pray for. Knowing the fact you're not going to do right, that sin you don't pray for. You don't tell them what time it is and you still pray for this person? You told them what time it is and they still ain't going to do it right? He said, now your prayer has been notified. That sin right there, I ain't going to hear that one. I'm going to hear the read that verse again before we can get the good impact of that verse. Read it again.
Right, we had the 1 John chapter 5, verse 16.
This is good.
I do not say that he should pray for it.
What verse is that?
That's verse 16.
Well, read it again. Read 5, 16. One more.
First John chapter 5, verse 16. If any man see his brother sin,
see, there you go, but not now. If any man see his brother sin,
and sin which is not unto death,
but and doing the sin that won't get you killed. See, you know, this sin right here is not the death of any. You've been doing the sin, and excuse me, young lady. Do you know you're going to wear no pants? No? Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh, my goodness. If you plan on getting in the kingdom or doing the Almighty's business, yeah. But you got to take them pants off and put some fringes on. So now you is correcting their sin. That sin can be changed because you're telling them, no, his name is YHWH. It's not Lord God of Jesus. That sin can be correct, but they're doing it in any. But if they shift their net or return back to what they did, that sin is to death because they refuse to hear Yahweh's word. Now finish reading 16 and 17. Watch this 16 and 17.
He or she should ask, and he should give them life.
And if you ask, you want to give, and he'll give you what?
Life.
Life. Say that word.
L-I-F-E.
Life. And guess what life is, but you're going to give them. Now, precept that, Brother Micaiah, to 20:31. See, that's why you have to be in position on saying the reason why you got this atonement. The atonement together, this feast together. It's those that bumping into you now. Now y'all discussing Bible. You seeing what that person on and that person on. That's why it's so important for the 12 to make sure you're on the same page, understand something, that you're trying to win souls
to save their life. Because if they Lord God and Jesus, they have, you have to hear them saying Lord God and Jesus, then watch me say in St. John 20:31.
Book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 31 reads, but these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life through his name.
Spell that word.
L-I-L-E, life.
Life is through his what?
Through his name.
Through his name. Life is in his name. His name is not Lord God and Jesus. Ain't no life in Lord God and Jesus. Life is that it's when you hear him holler, Lord God and Jesus. Well, look here. You, now, I'm going to tell you that his name is the four letters. The four letters give you what again?
Life.
Life.
L-I-F-E.
But if you want to do the Lord God and Jesus, that's opposite of life is what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you can show them how to, this sin right here can be rectified. But if you continue on it, you got to, if you continue on it, but this sin right here you're doing by using the bad name, you can help them understand you got to use his name if you want life. But if they refuse to do it, then they can't hang on the ignorance. Paul said, I did all I did because I thought I would talk right about the Pharisees, and I thought it taught me right. I found that it taught me wrong. Mm-hmm. That's but now I've done it in ignorance. But now I know not to do that no more what I was doing. See that? And Paul came to be a pretty good disciplined follower of Yahweh, didn't he?
Hallelujah. Well,
so that's why you got to be in a position to show people what they're wrong there, but through the Bible. Now, they can't have on that cloak if you show it to them. Now, they clock and throw a ticket. That was the meaning about this right here. Come on, read some more. 17, watch this.
1 John chapter 5, verse 17.
Go ahead.
All unrighteousness is sin.
See, all unrighteousness is sin. You got to tell them by the line. All unrighteousness is sin. You ain't wearing no fringes, that's sin. You ain't keeping the Sabbath day, you ain't keeping the feast day, that's sin. All unrighteousness is sin. All of it is sin. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
You got the word called all this?
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Is that what we read?
Oh.
Yes, sir.
All unrighteousness is sin.
Read.
You ain't know. Read. Like you was on that one I said, well, that was a little white lie. That's just a little white lie I told.
Hallelujah.
No, that don't work in the Bible. All unrighteousness is what?
Sin.
Go ahead and read.
And there is a sin not unto death.
And a sin is not unto death. It's a sin when you correct them on where they at. That sin can get you back on the right track. But you read about this.
Verse 18.
What?
We know that whosoever is born of Yahweh, sin it not.
If you're born of Yahweh, you don't sin against Yahweh. Go ahead.
Yahweh. But he that is begotten of Yahweh the Father,
yeah,
keepeth himself.
You keep yourself, right?
And that wicked one touches him not.
And that wicked one touches you not. That wicked one will get in your head and tell you about, well, you know you got to get in front of that there and get in front of that. So you got to let some of them days get away. See, the wicked one will have you so disembobulated, you forget all about Yahweh's word, and when it's time to get up on you, you out of pocket. Now, the wicked one, he have you to do in so many other matters. And when it comes down to Yahweh's business, you ain't prepared for it. That's what the wicked one do for you. He'll keep you disembobulated. And he's going to use the closest one to you to do so. Keep you off balance. Go ahead and read.
Verse 19.
What?
And we know that we are not of Yahweh. Let me read that again. Verse 19, and we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness.
The whole world is lies in wickedness. So the whole world lies in wickedness now. Mm-hmm. So we clear that the whole world is in wickedness. We're clear about that. That's why we got to be focused in on what this Bible said, because the whole world is, what kind of way?
Lied in wickedness.
Read.
Verse 20, for we know that Son of Yahuwah the Father is come and has given us an understanding.
Oh, yeah?
That we may know him.
Uh-huh.
That is true. And we are in him. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Even Yahuwah the Son, this is the true Yahuwah in eternal life.
Uh-huh. Now watch this here in 1 John, Brother Micaiah. We're going to 1 John chapter 2. Let's see how he puts it. Now he said, now read that verse 20 again. Listen to it.
1 John chapter 5, verse 20. For we know that the Son of Yahuwah the Father is come,
mm-hmm,
and has given us an understanding that we may know him. That we may know him.
Uh-huh.
That is true. And we are in him.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Even his Son, Yahuwah the Son. This is the true Yahuwah and eternal life.
Mm-hmm. So how do we know him again? According to verse 3. Let me break down that verse. How do we know him?
Giving us an understanding.
So he gives us an understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that what?
That we may know him.
That may know him, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Micaiah, give me 2 verse 4. First John chapter 2 verse 4. And take it on down to verse number 7.
Okay, we're going to 1 John chapter 2. And we want verse number 4 down to verse 7.
Listen good.
1 John chapter 2 verse 4 reads,
uh-huh,
he that said, I know him,
uh-huh,
and keep not his Torah instruction,
yeah,
is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is not in him.
Read again.
Verse 4. He that says, I know him,
uh-huh,
and keeping not his Torah instruction,
uh-huh,
is a liar.
Uh-huh.
And the truth is not in him.
Y'all hear that?
When
he say they know him, they not keeping what?
It's Torah instruction.
They are what?
A lie.
And what?
The truth is not in him.
Go ahead.
Verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word,
uh-huh,
in him truly is the love of Yahuwah perfected.
Uh-huh.
Hereby know we that we are in him.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. He that said he abided in him are himself also. So to walk even as he walked.
So you gotta walk the way he walked.
Hallelujah.
Mother E, how did he walk, Mother E, in Luke 4:16? Hey, Mother E, in Luke 4:16, how did he walk, Mother? How did he walk in 4:16? Yeah, how did he walk?
Okay.
You gotta walk the way he walked. Oh, how did he walk, Mother?
The book of Luke chapter 4:16.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back over to Mother D.F. Israel in 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. 2 John 1, 6, back to back, come on.
The book of Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And he come to Nazareth, that he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue, the temple, on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read.
So how did he walk, Mother? How did he walk?
He walked in the
temple. What did he do? Now you said you got to walk after him. So what did he do, Mother?
He went in the temple.
On when?
On the Sabbath day.
So that's how he walked. If you say you know him, and if you're not doing his walk, then you're a liar and the truth is not in you. He said, this is how he walked it.
That's right.
And he said, you both do after he walked, after his walk. So you got to watch them and see if they're doing his walk. If you say you know him, then you're going to do the walk that he did. And what was that walk is in 2 John 1, 6, that Mother D of Israel?
2 John chapter 1, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his Torah instruction. This is the Torah instruction that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
You should do what, Mama?
Walk in it.
Oh, you said you heard it from the beginning. What do you heard from the beginning that in 2 verse 3 Genesis? What do you heard that in Genesis 2 verse 3 that you're supposed to walk? You say it was already the beginning of you. It's in the beginning of your book. The old man was even created. Mother, D of Israel. So what we heard that we're supposed to do what was done in the beginning, and we go to 2 verse 3 and read the beginning, and what it say?
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
Now, he blessed every day. It don't make no difference what day you take, Mother. Is that right, Mother? He blessed every day?
No, the seventh day.
That's the only day it's the best day in the Bible. All the rest of the days is work days. See, this is that depth you're talking about, that this thing is going to catch you. That this one, that you know it, but you just don't stiff your neck and ain't going to do it. This is a sin to death. If there's a sin not to death, that's when you correct yourself and get back on the right track. But the sin to death is the one when you know, but you just ain't going to do it. See, that's the sin that is to death. When you know he's telling you that a woman ain't supposed to wear what a man wears, but you chose to do it anyway. He told you if you were a child of Israel, you wear friends. But you chose not to do it. See, that's that sin to death. See, that's the sin that's going to cause you to death. Because we precept that to one verse and find out, do it cause you death? My bad, we get a couple more out of it, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to a book called Zephaniah 1:6-9. See, you got a sin that it can come about out of months. And you got a sin that's the death, you automatically going to get the first death. But the second death is the one that's going to burn you in the back. See, in Zephaniah chapter 1:6-9, this is telling you about this second death on what he's going to do. Let's see what he say he's going to do. Now, when you hear and you chose not to do it, that's on you. 1:6-9 says what in Zephaniah?
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verses 6 down to 9. Verse 6 reads, and them that are turned back from Yahuwah, and those that have not sought Yahuwah, nor inquired for him. Verse 7. Hold your peace at the presence of Yahuwah. For the day of Yahuwah is at hand, for Yahuwah has prepared a sacrifice. He has been his guest. Verse 8. And it shall come to pass in the day of Yahuwah's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Verse 9. And the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's house with violence and deceit.
So according to verse 8 and 9, I'm a punishment for it. I got a day to punish you for not being obedient to once you know who you are. If you know you Judah or the 12 tribes of Israel, you got a dress code if you know you're Judah. But if you chose not to do it because of the world of peer pressure, this is what you're going to run into according to Zephaniah 1:6-9. See? And our job is to make sure you don't say, well, I did it because of ignorance. I didn't know. Well, you did know. I had you for you to hear. You chose not to do it. And you're going to pay the price. And we're not going to read 7 verse 6 of St. John tell you, he know his time, but your time always. You know when his man going to check it out. So you better go down there. You better be, when you fall out, you better make sure you got your friends on.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 18 now, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
We're going to look at verse 15 on to verse 21. Listen good.
We're going to the book of Matthew, chapter 18.
But you've been at that 1 John 16 to 20. You've done,
yes, sir.
Done the whole thing? Okay, good.
Well,
let's precept that to Matthew chapter 18, 15 on verse 21. Listen real good what he got written here.
The book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 21. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Moreover, if your brother should trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone.
He said, if your brother, if your sister, if they trying to do something against you that irks you, he said, go to him, put him to the side, and wire him up that you offend me. You see? That you offend me. See?
No,
put him to the side and say, you offend me.
Yeah,
you know, go in the gold room and say, hey, you know, you offending me. Good. Listen to this. If he should hear you, but if he hear you now,
you have gained your brother.
You have gained your brother. So you told your brother, you know, you don't, come on, go in the gold room. Let, I, you know, but something you have done to me, and I can, you know, see if you're going to repent for what you did to me. Right? Is that what we read so far?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, verse 16.
Yeah.
But if he would not hear you.
But if he would not hear you. But he won't hear you what you're saying to him.
Then take with you two or more.
Then go get two or more of the congregation. One or two more of the congregation, right?
Yes. That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established.
Because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word. Now, you and one got you two witnesses to help this brother and sister would not rectify their wrong with me. So now you went and got two or three of the body to work this out. Okay, next, what happened next?
Verse 17, and if he should neglect to hear them.
Now he neglect to hear them.
Tell it to the congregation of Israel.
Now go with the whole 12 now. That's what the 12 will be together for. Now you got to bring in the whole 12. We thought y'all can sell this thing with a couple of the leadership or whatever, but now we still didn't get it right, so now the 12 got to come and hear this thing. Now you got the whole 12. 12 on one mind, one accord. I'm saying the Bible. That's what these feast days are all about. Now, whole 12 together. You got the black book together. You pull up all 12. We all got to come together now. Okay, go ahead.
But if he neglect to hear the 12.
Now you don't want to hear the 12 anointed the leadership?
Yeah.
Right.
Let him be unto you as an heathen.
Let him be as a heathen man. Heathen man, heathen woman. So they don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. Okay? Go ahead.
And a publican.
And then they'll be a Republican.
Verse 18. Truly, I say unto you, whatsoever shall bind on earth should be bound in heaven.
So whatever y'all try to straight up on earth and they won't do it, whatever decision y'all made, I'm going to make the same decision in heaven on whatever that person is. Correct?
Yes. And whatsoever you should loose on earth should be loose in heaven.
Okay. Right.
Verse 19. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you should agree on earth at touching anything that they should ask, it should be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
Of my Father, which is in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Verse 20. But where two or three are gathered together in my name,
uh-huh,
there am I in the midst of them.
Go ahead.
Verse 21. Then Peter, she speak of the nation of Israel to him and said, Yahweh, how oft should my brother sin against me?
Mm-hmm.
And I forgive him.
Yeah.
Till seven times.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
That's good. Read verse 17 again.
Verse 17. And if he should neglect to hear them, tell it to the 12.
Yeah.
Anointed leadership.
Yeah.
But if he
neglect to hear the 12 anointed leadership. Let him be unto you as an heathen man and a republic.
Then what you do that we can read, in 1 Timothy 1:20. What that now? You see, this person ain't gonna act right. They ain't gonna do right. They ain't gonna do right. Now, what is your decision you make? You make a Bible decision on it. What it said, 1 Timothy 1:20.
Going over to the book of 1 Timothy 1, we want 20. Book of 1 Timothy 1:20 reads, of whom is Hymenaeus in Alexandria, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
Hey, Seth, you do well with him. What you do with him?
Deliver them unto Satan.
You're going to deliver them to Satan. Deliver them to Satan. Because they ain't number to blaspheme. You know, he said, look here. Deliver them to Satan. That's all you can do. Satan, you have them. We're still with you. Go on to Satan. Satan got you now. Read it again.
In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
See, you can't. He's blaspheming this man. Come, give me 21 and 22. I'm pausing and bring out here because this gonna get away from us on day three on the radio. But say, give me 21 and 22. About this.
You want me to go
up to? No, any more than 120. That's it.
No.
That's all it is. Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, go to James chapter 5:16. So you see. Once you try to, you tell them that you are. You don't sin against me, and I've done the proper steps. I went and got a couple of the anointed leadership to take care of. And then you didn't want to hear them. I got the whole 12 to hear the situation out, and you still want to be blankly blank. He said, go on, let Satan happen. Let Satan happen, baby. You do it. So now you're doing Bible. You do it. This thing is pulling this thing together. 12 got to have the Bible answers on whatever circumstance it is, the Bible. If you don't want to hear the 12, then the limbo to Satan. Watch your answer. According to 1 verse 20. Read quickly and tight. Read. Why you got James already?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. 5:16.
Go to James chapter 5, verse 16.
Really good.
16, read. Confess your faults one to another.
See, you confess your fault one another.
And pray one for another. That you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man.
Yeah.
Of that is much.
See, the right, not the unrighteous. The prayer of the unrighteous ain't no count. The prayer of the righteous is what counts. Now the righteous is hearing what you own, and now you blanking the righteous. So all you supposed to do, put a 120 on him and go in on. Here again at baptized 120. 1 Timothy 1:2. Put a 120 on him and go ahead. That's all you can do. If you will stay in the Bible, if you're personal things, then you do your personal thing, 120.
1 Timothy 1:20. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, who you have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
See what's going on here? So this what the bonding was all about. That's why you got these 7 days, these straight days for you to bond and get in the scriptures and see who labor among you. We bring it out after we bring our elder in and Mother Z. We'll bring it up about this. That's why these days is so important. That you understand, you have to put them temporary shelter so you can bump into your barbers to make sure you see if they with you or they just playing window dressing. The word is going to reveal what they own. And you might hear through their tent. You might hear always in their tent. They murmuring, complaining about everything. You are. They ain't here for the right reason. Let's bring our elder in. Look, Tiz, what's your final thoughts on the third day, the beginning of the third day of Feast of Tabernacles? Elder Tiz, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, the Feast of the Tabernacle, I would imagine, is speaking just for itself, because we've been on explaining the cord, letting everyone know what day it is and what they should be doing by the word in the Bible. And you know, that's a good thing. As I said before, you know, a lot of times we come to hear things in the Bible that most of us hear, and we have to explain to the listening members so that they catch it. A lot of them don't. This is why we're here, to welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We come to you live, as you see, and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, as you see we're doing. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. And now you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. The days were open for you, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And those times are from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. Just enter Tribe Yadah on any search line. And after clicking it, just under the big line, you will see choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Now, any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking it, you'll still see choices. Choose the tithes and offerings in doing so. And it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts.
Now,
I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that we mentioned. Looks like we're getting a little feedback here. I guess I could still be heard. But anyway, remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. And this is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says, Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. What this calendar will do is help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. So that's a good thing to check. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live, and after clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few members you can call with Yahweh online. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But also in saying that, Do not call this number trying to teach. As a reminder, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive a prompt. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. And the reason for this, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, that New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many numbers. And even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only get a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. So we can continue with our broadcast, and I would imagine pick up continued learning. We'll press our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh, on that. That was excellent. And that's why we have to be clear that we've been appointed to give the true meaning of whatever he got written in his Bible, especially at Baker 23. So what I've been told so far is that if you don't, when you make your atonement, that means you erase all your past problems, pro and con, and you gave it to Yahweh and say, okay, Yahweh, forgive me if I done wrong or whatever. So now you're on the right side of it now, and you're supposed to be thinking right, and that's what these 8 days is about, to see who else is thinking right with you, that's in your congregation that's thinking right with you. I thought Yahweh already know who's thinking right and who ain't, but it's for you to know, see, who's labeled among you. That's what 8 days is about, for you to know. But you won't mess around and say, uh-oh, I didn't know that. No, that's what the 8 days is about. All right, you can bring Mother Z in. She can give a statement based upon whatever Yahweh put on her on the third day of Feast of Tabernacles. So when you meet Mother Z, but loud voice, she said, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Yahweh peace that seed, right?
Yahweh bless and keep the seed of Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother Z. And Mother Z, I know you heard a lot, but whatever Almighty done put on your hand to say to this national audience over 600,000 strong, you're on the clock, take your time and bring it on. Come on.
And I'm just going to read in Ezekiel in chapter 46, starting reading at verse 1, because thus said the Yahweh, the gates of the inner court that look towards the east shall be shut. The six working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. Verse 2. And the priest shall enter, and the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Threshold of the gate, that he should go. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Verse 3. And likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of the gate before the Yahuwah in the Sabbath, and in the new moon, verse 4. But the burnt offering, verse 4, and the burnt offering that the priest shall offer unto the Yahuwah in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. Verse 5, and the meat offering shall be a e of a ram, and the meat offering of the lamb as he shall be able to give Epot, verse 6, and in the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. And I'm going to stop right here and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What does it say in the closing statement there, Mother?
Romans chapter 12.
Yeah, verse 14 and 15. The big station said they on, we're going to mute Mother B of Israel. She's through with the broadcast for the night. We're going to mute her out. So that's how they roll. So what can we say? So Hebrews 12, 14 and 15 in the closing statement.
I thought you said Romans.
No, I said Hebrews.
Okay.
Look at Hebrews chapter 12, 14, and 15.
Okay, let me get this. Hebrews chapter 12. Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. Verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 and verse 15. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Yahuwah. Verse 15. Look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Yahuwah, lest any root of bitterness bring up trouble, you, and thereby may be defied.
What is that again, Mother? 12:14. What does that say? Bring it out again. 12:14. What does that do?
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see Yahuwah.
So we're saying if you don't follow peace and righteousness in Yahuwah, you will not see who? You will not see who? Otherwise, if you're not a peaceful person, a righteous person, you will not do what?
See Yahuwah.
You hear that, Mother E? So the person's not a peaceful person or a righteous person. According to the Bible, they will not what?
They will not see Yahweh.
So now you got to tell me, so you kept that old mean person, always meaning, backbiting, always not a peaceful person. They got always something going on. You got this scripture to always remember one thing. When it's all said and done, they will not what?
See Yahweh.
Is that what you're reading, that mother? Hey, mother, is you reading that?
Right.
So if a person is mean-spirited and got a backbiting, a persona on them, this scripture will come to you in 14, 13. If they don't follow peace, they will not see Yahweh. Is that what we read, mother, according to 12, 14?
Right.
What's your closing statement behind that? What is your closing statement? We'll catch you on the fourth day. So what is your closing statement on that one? Or whatever you got to close on. Take your time.
Okay. I just thank and praise Yahweh for this class. And thank and praise Yahweh that he allowed me to be in the class. And thank and praise Yahweh for each and every one that's in the class business. And that's what I said to them, to hold on and don't give up until the end. Hallelujah.
Come back and Brother Titus and look at 2 Timothy 2. 17 through 19. So otherwise, if a person do not follow peace, what they got coming, according to 14, 13, we read already, but can anybody help me out? What they got coming if they don't follow peace?
And no man should see Yahweh.
You're not going to see Yahweh?
Yahweh.
You got that, and all that, always that sneaky fear, and you going all kind of ways, you got to be clear, and that's what the bondage is all about, just to know. That kind of spirit, though, you got to get it rebuked out you, corrected out you, because you ain't going to see who?
Yahweh.
Okay, good. What you reading now? Okay. I'm
reading 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17 to 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17 reads, and their word will eat as do a canker.
Canker, yeah.
Canker of whom a hymenist and a that word been
yeah, they're talking about these two men, correct?
The penitent, verse 18. Who concerning the truth have erred.
Oh, so these two men, so these leaders right here, they was in the word of Yahweh, but they was in the word of Yahweh. And it's like you gotta know who's talking right and who's talking wrong. But they were teaching with what kind of way?
Concerning the truth have erred.
Yeah. So they are narrow. And that's why Paul said, look here, I get a pass because in ignorance I did what I did. I was in the ministry, they had an error to me. I believe them, but they taught me wrong. See, a lot of people in the ministry, they just taught wrong. But they got to hear it. So later, they got to hear it the real deal. Go ahead.
Saying that the resurrection is past.
Now, they said the resurrection is already over with. Go ahead.
And overthrow the covenant of some.
Now you'll mess people up. See, sometimes you can mess people up with your body. You can come and have your head down, oh, woe with me, and all this going on. You can make somebody else stumble. You see what you do? So if you feel you got this woe with me spirit, you're supposed to hide out with that spirit because you can cause somebody else to fall. You see? That's what he's saying. By them teaching them wrong, they put them in a position for what now? To be what?
Have error. The truth have error.
Go ahead.
Said that the resurrection is passed
okay.
on.
Okay, come on.
And overthrown the covenant of some.
And you overthrow their belief. See, you can mess up a person. That's why you got to be careful with these, the milk that come in. You can mess them up. You know, you had a brother before folks told you about all the problems he had. Get this tape with me, and I'm going to put a big building out there in Indiana and do all this stuff. And he overthrew a lot of got overthrown over there. Ain't that right about that?
Hallelujah. Coming
to the truth, hit you. Wait a minute. This right here, ain't that right with me. But some people got a way of gift of gas, they can overthrow you. Is that right about that?
Hallelujah.
You get overthrown. But like they got overthrown. You got to be clear. If a person that's in leadership, they have to have the spirit of a meek, humble spirit. If they got a backbiting spirit, you ain't going to see Yahuwah. So you got to understand that. Mm-hmm. Their spirit got to be right for Yahuwah to intervene. Then you pass your spirit, a right spirit, on to me. But if you got me all, you all broke down with growling all the time, I got to brawl all the time, you'll mess me up too. I'm thinking your way is the right way and your way is the wrong way. Go ahead and read.
I'm at verse 19, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
Good.
Nevertheless
now,
the foundation of Yahuwah standeth.
But the foundation of Yahuwah standeth.
Yahuwah.
Huh?
That's right. Sure, having his seal.
You got to have what?
His seal.
You got to have his seal, huh? Well, what is the seal over there in 8:16 and 20? Of Isaiah, in the closing statement. So what is the seal, Brother Titus? Now you got to precept that to 8:16 and 20.
We Yahuwah. We're going to Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 8.
We trying to get his seal.
We Yahuwah. We're going to Isaiah to see it, chapter 8. Isaiah to see it, chapter 8. All right, verse 16 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the covenant.
Yeah.
Seal the law, the Torah instruction among my followers.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline one.
Yeah, yeah. So the seal you got to have is what he got written. This is his covenant. So you got to have this seal in you, the seal of the covenant. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm at verse 20.
What?
Verse 20. To the law, Torah instruction, first
mm-hmm.
five books,
mm-hmm.
and to the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
If they speak not according to this word,
uh-huh.
it is because there's no light in them.
So ain't no light in them. So we leave it right there. I'll just give me a closing statement for the network sake. What's your closing statement behind that? So if they're not using it, if they're not doing the covenant, and they got their mouth going, they're not going to have a peaceful spirit with you. They're not going to be there because you can't transgress against what the man got written. And think you got something going on. It don't work like that.
Huh?
It don't work like that. Great. What you going to say
to you? I'm going to the book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse 75. Book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse 75. And to all that Abraham did on his occasion by the altar, he would exclaim and say, this is in the rule of my son, and may it this day be considered before Yahuwah in the place of my son, Abraham, finished the whole of the service by the altar, and the service was accepted before Yahuwah, and was counted as it had been Isaac, and Yahuwah blessed Abraham and his seed on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. Boy, and you shall take
and you shall take you on the first day the browse of the goodly tree, versus the palm trees and the browse of the fig tree, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, 7 days. 41. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yahuwah 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation.